From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Testimony by former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker has concluded in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. It follows 2 days of cross-examination, defense attorneys questioning Pecker's testimony about the catch-and-kill scheme he says he had with Trump to bury stories and alleged affairs with adult film star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. ABC's Aaron Kutursky is outside court.
Assistant District Attorney Joshua Steinglass asked Pecker, you know, how many of these other stories involved a presidential candidate and all sorts of money? And no others, Pecker said, because paying $150,000, say, for Karen McDougal's story was an unheard-of sum. Normally, it was between $250,000 and $5,000. So the prosecution on redirect really sought to turn the tables on this idea that there was anything regular or normal or routine about what the National Enquirer and David Pecker were doing.
Prosecutors called their next witness Trump's longtime assistant, Rona Graff. From the trial to the campaign trail, President Biden going on record during an interview on the Howard Stern show today that he's ready to debate Donald Trump.
President Biden said Friday he would participate in a debate against former President Donald Trump.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
The Biden campaign has expressed concern with the organization of debates by the Commission on Presidential Debates, signaling the nonpartisan group that has sponsored the event since the 1980s has been unclear about their ability to administer a fair debate with Trump. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Pentagon says it will provide Ukraine with $6 billion to help buy future weapons to defend itself against Russian attacks. The latest military aid will also include more Patriot defense systems. And it looks like inflation remains stubborn. New data out, consumer prices rose 0.3% from February to March, and prices were up 2.7% in March compared to a year ago. You're listening to ABC News. Deadly flash floods happening in Southeast Africa.
At least 45 people have died and 27 have been injured after intense rainfall caused flooding in parts of Kenya, according to the Kenya Red Cross. Thousands of households have been displaced and over 300 people have been rescued due to flooding. In neighboring Tanzania, at least 155 people have been killed due to landslides and flooding following weeks of heavy rains. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The Los Angeles Mass Transit Authority declaring a public safety emergency, all after a string of violent attacks, including a woman who was stabbed to death on a Metro train.
Metro will acquire barriers for buses to protect the drivers. Assaults on drivers have been rising. L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger told a hearing more needs to be done.
I will not ride our transit system by myself. I am afraid.
There's a call for more security cameras, facial recognition, and other technology. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
King Charles will be returning to some of his public duties next week. A spokesperson for Buckingham Palace telling ABC News that doctors are pleased with the progress so far that the 75-year-old monarch has made during his treatment for cancer. The palace says each possible engagement will be reviewed individually and some events will be adapted if necessary to minimize any risks to his continued recovery. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.